The 21st Francophonie Festival is focusing on sharing values and cultural diversity exchanges of French language, but also of multilingualism. Robert Lacombe, cultural counselor at the Embassy of France, introduces the activities.
The main activities of the Francophonie Festival will be around cinema because we'll be introducing a lot of movies from all the Francophone world. From Africa, of course, but also from Canada and Quebec, from Europe, from France and from Poland, from Lithuania. But also we'll have a lot of music, a lot of groups on tour in various musical styles such as hip-hop, electronic music, chanson française.
There will be more than 30 concerts in the 14 cities around China, including Beijing, Shanghai, and Chengdu, with performances by four singers and Francophone bands. Plus, there will be the 16th edition of the Francophone Song Competition. Young Chinese people are invited to display their singing talents by performing French songs. Also, the language will be celebrated in a modern and fun way. Francophone karaoke will be launched in more than 3,500 KTVs all around China. Robert Lacombe says there are more ways for people to be involved.
And we'll have a dictation game, which will be organized all around China, first on WeChat and then live at the Swiss Embassy, which will allow the best Chinese French speakers to win a trip to France and Switzerland.
The WeChat game is inspired by the people dictation, centered on Francophone expressions and French spellings. Guy Saint-Roch, ambassador of Canada to China, says La Francophonie is a unique link between 80 countries whose diverse cultures cross over, blend together, and enrich one another in regards to their respective identities.
The French culture represents many parts of the world. Of course, France is very well known for this, but apart from France, the French culture is thriving in North America, especially in Canada, in Quebec, and New Brunswick, but also in many African countries, in many European countries. French used to be the language of diplomacy. It still plays an important role in international relations, and it's a language with a lot of history. It's a very precise language.
He explains the French is spoken by almost 300 million people. It is a tool for competitiveness and innovation, as well as a vector for communication and culture.
And I think that people, when they will learn and get interested in French, will discover a very vibrant culture that has been developing very rapidly and has produced beautiful books, beautiful movies, and great art. So I hope that many Chinese people will get more interested in French culture.
This year's Francophonie Festival will last over 20 days from March the 10th to the 30th. Tens of thousands of people will gather in the hundreds of events in all domains, including music, art, cinema, sports, literature, gastronomy, and performing arts in more than 200 cities throughout China. For CRI, I am Chi Huiguang.